Five Live Drive.
Claire McDonnell and Tony Livesey.
Yes, it's us. We're with you till seven. Thanks so much for joining us. More piano music on the way. Keep your texts coming in, 85058. But we're going to talk about surrogacy now, because the intended parents of children born via surrogacy could become their legal parents from birth if changes called for by the Law Commission of England and Wales and the Scottish Law Commission are brought in. Intended parents must wait until the baby is at least 6 weeks old at the moment before they can apply for legal parenthood. And they usually have to wait several months for it to be officially granted. Helen Trenchard is from St Albans and has very recently had a baby via surrogate. Afternoon, Helen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. More importantly, how are you? How's it all going?
We're okay, yes. I am mum to baby Robin. He was born 4 weeks ago to our friend and surrogate, Renna.
How's motherhood then?
It's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Is this your first baby?
Yeah, we've been on a 9-year journey to be parents. So lots of ups and downs and pain and disappointment in that time. But surrogacy has been a really happy chapter. But I'm still allowed to complain about the sleepless nights.
Of course you are. Of course you are. That's in the rule book. You are allowed. Oh, my goodness. 9 years waiting for little Robin to come along. It must be a very happy time in your household. What difference would this change make? Explain to us how it works at the moment and what the change might be.
So in your introduction, you said we have to wait 6 weeks to then apply for a parental order, because at the moment our amazing surrogate and her brilliant husband are the legal parents, even though Renna became pregnant with our embryo. So obviously baby Robin is here with us, he is our son, but he's not our legal responsibility yet. We are not his legal parents. So in 6 weeks we can apply to our local family court, and then it can take up to 6 to 9 months to become the legal parents of our son, and it doesn't seem right.
Right. So that could take quite a long time then, even though it's just a 6-week window, the actual process can take an awful lot longer than that.
Absolutely. Depending on how fast the family courts are moving.
Right. And what difference does that make rights wise? I mean, and explain to us why there was this 6-week, I guess you could call it, cooling off period. That sounds a bit brutal, but is that why it was introduced, first of all, to protect the rights of the person who was actually giving birth?
Yeah, absolutely. It means that, if Renna was to change her mind, which is laughable, Renna has been here today and we're joking about how she wants to carry the baby away. It's a joke because she is our deep friend, and it was her dream to make us parents. And she shared our dream and she achieved that. And, you know, there doesn't need to be a cooling off period. The Law Commission's recommendations that came out today mean that future people like myself and my husband Dan, we would be on a pathway so that Robin would be ours from the moment of his birth, rather than having a cooling off period and then months of paperwork. And also, we're visited by a CAFCAS officer from the family court to see if we're suitable parents to our own son.
Right. Okay. Just to look at it from the other end of the lens for a second, what would happen with this change is that the surrogate would have that 6 weeks removed. I mean, I don't know what the statistics are on people who decide against it once they've given birth, but presumably that's why it was in place in the first place. And I know in your situation, you've got a very good relationship with the surrogate, but can you understand it that maybe that provision was needed? Because sometimes people, I mean, it's such an emotional thing giving birth, isn't it? Sometimes people may change their minds.
I mean, I'm part of the largest surrogacy community. It's called Surrogacy UK. It's a not-for-profit, and it has never happened in the 20-year history of the organisation. And so I just can't imagine that happening, if I'm honest. And it's about building a deep, trusting friendship and relationship with your surrogate. Renna and her husband would say, if we wanted to have a baby, there are much easier ways. They're not infertile like we are. And so I think that the deep friendship that we formed mean that they love creating our family. You know, they've created two families now, and they think it's their superpower. You know, they love seeing us with baby Robin. The last four weeks have been absolutely magic.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to do for somebody else. So obviously this changes, it could happen. And talk us through what you have to do, because obviously we're still in the old system, but if you'd had Robin under the new system, I guess you wouldn't have to do this. But what happens now?
Yeah, at the moment, alongside juggling changing and feeding, we have to get our paperwork together. We have to visit the family court. We have to welcome our home to a court reporter to make sure that, you know, we can be, you know, judged and validated as his parents. And it just doesn't seem right. You know, we did try it the old fashioned way and it didn't work. And we've had to already jump through a lot of hoops to be parents. So I completely support the Law Commission's recommendations, and I call on government and parliament to act on these recommendations and implement what is currently a draft bill.
Good to talk to you, Helen. Lots of love to you, the family, and little Robin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Helen Trenchard there in St Albans, who recently had a baby via a surrogate. Looking forward to, hopefully, those changes going through, recommendations from the Law Commission.